Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, how are you? Thank you for coming back. God damn it, thank you for coming back. Across from me, as always, is Cyrus Amundsen.
Not a great morning here in the Amundsen household. Things are...
Never is, I would imagine. Never is.
Things are... Okay, so, you know I got big into the meat game. I got myself a smoker... I started watching YouTube channels of fat white men who we don't need to get into all. I could talk about that world. The point is I'm deep in the meat game, brother. So you know that when I cook a steak or a pork chop, I like to smoke it and then sear it. And
It's called a reverse sear. It's called a reverse sear introduced to you by me. We don't have to talk about it, but keep going.
I've learned how to do it on my own. No one mentored me. And so you heat the pan way up and then you throw the steak or the pork chop or whatever on the pan. And it usually, because it's so hot, it's hard to keep it from creating a fair amount of smoke.
Sure.
And so because I'm trash, right? My solution to the smoke being in the house is like, the moment I finish cooking, I go set the pan out on the deck.
And I think that's a good idea. I mean, otherwise it's just going to keep smoking in the house.
Thank you. I wish you and I were married. And so...
Impossible. You moved to Ohio. Keep going.
Jenna doesn't love it. And she has long thought... She'll go, you're going to leave the pan out there. You're going to forget it out there. And so we've got a lot of back and forth about whether or not I'm going to leave the pan outside.
But hold on for a second. Where do you put the pan? Out on the deck?
Yeah.
Out on the elevated deck?
Yes.
So my question is, what happens if you leave the pan out there? Maybe it rains. Maybe now you got yourself a little bird bath. What's going to happen if you leave the pan? No one's going to... Can I tell you something? I've been robbed. I'm going to tell you that. I've been robbed in life, in my car, in relationships from my father. And I know that no one's going to walk up to an elevated patio, a deck... just to get a pan.
Here's the thing. I agree with you. You're not married to Jenna. I don't know if Jenna's house was broken into on a weekly basis when she was growing up, but we can park our car 8 feet away from a Girl Scout cookie stand, right? And we have to walk over to get the cookies. Car in full eyesight the entire time. And she's like, eep. She clicks the thing. I know that wasn't a great beep sound. It's insane.
It wasn't.
I'm the other way. I go, oh, this is a very criminally feeling neighborhood. I'm going to leave my windows down. I'm the worst. So it's not a good match.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you something. Leaving your windows down in a neighborhood that is known for break-ins isn't a bad idea. Don't leave anything of value in sight or in the car. People can rummage around through your shit. They know it's not. They don't have to break your window to find out. I'm going to tell you something else. I love it. I've been paying insurance on everything, homes, cabins, cars, my life for so long. And they rarely, even though I do have a great insurance guy, Mickey Rohde, they rarely pay out when I need them to, when I want them to. So you know what I do? I'm like, I'm going to put a sign in my car. Sometimes you see a sign that says nothing of value in here. Please don't break my window. I'm going to put a sign in there that says everything of value in here. Break all the windows because you can only reach in from outside to grab the stuff that's worth so much money. And then I'm going to call my insurance people and be like, sorry, happened again. I don't know what to tell you. And I'm just going to keep getting their money. That's what I feel. I feel good about that.
Yeah. Windows down in a crime neighborhood says one of two things. It either says, there's nothing to steal in here. Go ahead, take a look around. Or it says, I fucking dare you. Just think about the sort of guy in a crime neighborhood that leaves his windows down, that doesn't have that fear. The sort of guy that if you're walking with your buddy down the street and you reach in a car with a window down and they go, no, that's so-and-so's car. Like, those are the sort of guys. Yeah. Like, we don't mess with Ricky's car. Ricky's terrifying.
You know where Ricky lives? Not even in that neighborhood. He's on his cousin's rooftop with a sniper rifle. And he's baiting you.
Yeah.
It's like Twizzlers for a black bear. It's like a piece of bread outside your bedroom window for the blackbirds when you were in sixth grade and got in huge trouble by your parents because they bought you a BB gun. Listen, it doesn't matter. All I'm saying is I'm a windows down guy.
There was a show, it's not a great show, but they used to, so fucked up. They would leave a bike in a shitty area. They would just like abandon it. And then they would go, the cops would go watch it from a distance. It was a bait bike. And then somebody, the moment somebody would come up and grab the bike and drive away, they'd go fucking nab them. And I think the idea was, hey, let's squeeze them over this petty bike theft and see if we can run up, you know, run up the ladder and shut down an entire organization. But you know, I never loved bait bike, because if you just leave a bike in a park for a day, I don't know. That's the world's bike now.
I don't like, it's illegal to bait bears. It's illegal to bait.
It's not illegal to bait bears. My dad baits bears every year.
But it's illegal in a certain way to bait them. There's rules for it, is what I'm saying.
Do you know what the rules are? Because I don't.
I don't anymore. I just know that a guy was using Twizzlers and he got arrested.
See, that's... So... How is... They use old... Well, here's the thing. Am I about to get my family in a lot of trouble? They use old Burger King. They have a best friend who runs a Burger King and he's like, here's all the old cinnamonies and croissant witches and French toast sticks. And then they just put all that, and then the bear learns that the tree is Burger King. I don't know if Twizzlers are that much better.
I know what the rules are. You can't bait them during hunting season. You can bait them to get them to come around, but you can't bait them while hunting season is open. That's what it is. Also, you can't drop a Christmas tree off the end of your dock and have a bunch of sunfish and panfish make homes there, because that's also illegal, even though I haven't disposed properly of a Christmas tree in the last 5 years.
So, last night I'm cooking steak.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm cooking pork chops. And I get the thin pork chops, and we don't need to get into that. I cook it. It's great. I put the pan out on the deck, and my wife and I enter the yap fest. You're going to leave it outside. No, I'm not. And I just said... Like, it was a long day, so was I maybe a little short? Perhaps. I said, I'm definitely not going to leave a pan outside. That's the tone I took. That was the, I've had enough.
I'm sick of being badgered about this goddamn pan.
Thank you. And then I went to bed and left it out on the deck.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
And it rained so much. It rained... at least a panful. And my wife this morning started, she could have taken the route of I fucking told, like she could have gone hard. Instead, she has spent the morning calling me rain pan and following me.
Definitely a good driver.
She's been following me around the house going, I'm definitely going to pick it up. Definitely. Dad lets me drive in the driveway on Sundays. I definitely clean up my pants. It's been so fucking mean. I wish she'd just divorce me. It is such a good burn. I just wish we would separate. I don't want to live through that.
This is for Jenna.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
That's very funny.
I have no comebacks. I've just, you know, the thing normally, because she's a civilian and I'm a comedian, I usually can get in the wittier cutting remark, or not
today, my friend,
I can get meaner. I can get meaner at the end. I can usually win, and that's not how winning works, but I can do it.
It sure feels like winning, but I know it's not, but damn it. It feels like winning,
but not today. Today, big loss. And I'm worried about how long rain pan is going to continue for.
Well, so just so I can throw what I hope happens forever, I hope it's forever. I hope every single time I come see you, I hope she makes you dress like Dustin Hoffman in that film. Just shirt tucked in, pants a little too high up by your belly button.
You show up in our neighborhood next time and we're both walking down the street like the Vegas scene in matching suits.
Oh yeah.
My head's just tilted to the side and sunglasses. Today's my day to cook. I'm not going to leave the pan outside. Definitely won't leave the pan outside.
She's put an escalator down from your deck, and you guys just have to go down it together every time. I love it so much. I have to tell you that, so this is an update, okay? So for people, this is just from a couple episodes ago. I was talking about the Jehovah's Witnesses that are across, and it's like a weird, play where they're all dressed up and there's a staging area at the Starbucks, and then they go across the street and they pretend like they don't know the people. They're like, what? What are you? Yeah, we have plenty of things to talk about. Would you like to come to the kingdom of Jehovah or whatever they say? And then the people are like, us? Are you talking to us? We would love to. And then they switch. Okay, so we've established that. Now, during the winter, I'm going to tell you something. It was a bunch of hardy olds. It was a bunch of Minnesota olds that can handle the winter. But baby, listen, the sun's out.
Okay.
And you know what they've done? Even in Jehovah's kingdom, sex sells. They have the youngs out there in some sundresses. And some sundresses and some seersucker suits. Yeah, edit that one out, Justin. They, it's incredible because now there's some action. I've seen some real action instead of this fake exchange bullshit.
Oh, sure.
There are dudes walking dogs that come by and they will stop and talk to sundress. And then the guy in the seersucker suit, he takes a walk. He's like, well, my job is done here. And he goes and walks around.
Sure.
And, It has really been fascinating to watch because I'm up in an area. I know it's the gym. I like to go watch people work out and that now, but now I'm just up at the gym watching this stuff happen. And so it is really fascinating to me. And at one point there were some olds out there again, and I was walking Poe, and goddamn, they looked hot because they are in full winter dress, suit. And so I go, do you guys want me to go get you some bottles of water from over at the thing? Because they looked red face, sweating. And they go, oh, no, thanks. We can't. And I was like, what's that now? And I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to go to a place. I don't want to join a group where you're not allowed to hydrate yourself when the sun's out and you have to wear a suit.
Absolutely not.
That's going to be a pass for me. So, but it's so fun to watch these guys with dogs stop, take a pamphlet, and then walk away from sundress, and then I can still see them because I'm up levels, and I can still see them walking far away, and then that pamphlet goes right in a trash can. And so it's these guys are trying to pull ass from the Jehovah's Witness kingdom. I don't know if it's going to happen.
I can't imagine.
I mean, these people, they're so nice Jehovah's, when you walk by.
Maybe, are they sexual people?
I can't imagine. They're so nice. They are so stinking nice when you walk by. So I bet some of these guys, right? It's like when you're in a strip club and your friend comes over and goes, oh my God, I think she likes me. It's like, oh, does she? And so I think it's a lot of that happening. Yeah. I think a lot of these guys are walking away, little shoulders pulled back, like, that bitch wants it.
Yeah.
And she doesn't. Newsflash.
That bitch wants you to join her in the kingdom of Jehovah.
Yeah, exactly. And I love what they're doing because every other place in advertising, sex sells. And Jehovah's Witnesses were like, you know what? It sure fucking does. Oh, man. It's fun to watch.
So if you don't live in the northernmost climate where we are raised, it is...
Yeah.
I know there's seasons everywhere, but winter starts, you know, sometime in October-ish. November, if you're lucky, and it ends sometime in March, April, this
May.
Year, May.
Say it out loud. May.
May.
Yeah.
It ended in May.
Don't take that
year.
From us.
And so I think people of all genders, the moment the sun comes out, it's like, I'm putting on my hot clothes, my sexually attractive, I'm going to let it. And it's all of us. It's a thing we all know about. I think you walk outside and you see another person on that first day of spring, birds chirping, music playing, and you go, we're going to see people trolling the good. And we all get excited about it. And
we're going to see people making love next to a fountain that isn't up and running yet because it just turned warm enough.
Absolutely. So you've had that thought process forever, just naturally, right? Like, it's springtime, people are about to dress sexy again.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I mean, you go outside, anything above 60, and people are running with their shirts off. And I do mean people, all of them, shirts off. There's like little tiny nipple tassels on a gal running down the river trail. It's and then no shirt, of course, for the gentleman. And it's a sex pot outside.
It's a sex pot.
And you can see it. You can see it because we're animals, right? Mm-hmm. We're animals.
You're an animal.
We can tell when it warms up, dogs start humping pillows a little more because it's time. Yeah. It's time to get out there and drop your seed and something.
Let's drop seed.
And the gals too, right? The gals are a little more, you got the head bobbing all over the place, looking at everybody, wondering, is that the person that's going to put a baby inside me? What can they provide for me?
I need to tell you this. Speaking of sex pots, I have a friend who has an OnlyFans account, and I don't think that's unique. Oh. I think we'd all...
Boy, girl, other.
Girl.
Okay.
And I don't think that's unique. I think much like alcoholism, you'd be surprised how many of them there are out there.
A lot of secrets.
Secrets. That's the sort of thing where you're at a family gathering and you go, do you know Teresa goes by the name Jennifer Jade? And they're like, what are you talking about? And go, well, I'm about to ruin everybody's night. I have a friend who has an OnlyFans account. And
okay, Teresa goes as Jennifer Jade. Got it.
So Jennifer Jade has an OnlyFans account and she will, she posts. And then the only way I can, she does by request content. So
now when you say by, do you mean B-I or B-Y?
B-Y. I mean B-Y. But you can put in
so
a request.
Not bisexual request. You can't be like, okay, today I want to see you with a dude. Tomorrow I want to see you with a chick.
No.
It's by request. Okay, gotcha.
You can message her essentially. I'm going to do a bad job of explaining this. But you can message her and you can be like, hey, what if you took 3 pictures of your feet and socks and then mailed me the socks, you know, and she'll be like, that's going to be blankety blank dollars. And then, per my understanding, that's a big part of this game is the buy request where somebody's like, hey, could you put on the mask of Alvin the Chipmunk and sit backwards on a chair and choke yourself? And then send me the belt you choked yourself with. I'll give you $900. I mean, it's wild. And so she does.
So one time, Kelsey was passing some gas, mm-hmm. and she was wrapped in a blanket because she didn't want me to know that. And then she told me afterwards, and I was like, you could sell that blanket for $1 million on Facebook. Because that's where the creepos live. The creepos live on Facebook. We know that. It's a bunch of old guys that think they're way better looking than they are. They're like, I used to be a quarterback. Well, 1,000 years ago. So that's where they live. But they also have the money because they're older. Yeah. And people that they know have – people that used to love them have died and gave them money. So now they have all this money. And so I said, why don't you put it on there? Why don't you sell that for $1 million? And then
I don't think she has to go to Facebook. I think she just has to send out – you know, a signal into her fan base. And I got some bummer news. She's gonna have some blanket buyers in there.
No, that's not bummer news. That's why I said it. That's why I suggested it.
You're gonna find some of those people. So in the buy request world, so I naturally, mm-hmm. I have questions. What are we talking here? Why don't you throw a few of the requests at me. Did any request cross the line? And most of them does. It turns out.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Most of them do, not does. Most of them cross the line. She told me that the one that was, for some reason, because she's done some weird ones, but a guy wanted to be humiliated. He wanted mm-hmm. to send a picture of his genitalia and some other pictures
penis dick cock.
And some other pictures of himself. And then she basically was like, he was like, just humiliate me. And she's like, I couldn't do it. And I was like, how much was he offering? And she told me the money. And I was like, hand me your phone. Like,
yeah, no
are
shit.
Are you kidding me?
About to refinance this neighborhood, son.
There's money out there where guys want to be roasted over the appearance of themselves and their penis. And listen to me. If we have any OnlyFans girls in our audience, and you think there's a killing to be made humiliating men, but you're not comfortable doing it, let me write the material. I get to write.
Oh my god. Yeah, go ahead.
Like we could quit this podcast. We could buy those homes in Costa Rica. Do you know how good we would be at roasting? Just make somebody feel bad. That's what they want. I don't care that it's sexual. I love it. I'm in.
But do you think this is a powder keg to driving vans into groups of people? I mean, I do, because I think a guy thinks he wants that. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Maybe you think you want that on OnlyFans. Maybe you think you want a woman to go, your dick sucks, it's skinny, it's not long enough, I need you to touch bottom and bang the sides, and you're not going to have either one of those. You might think you want to hear that shit from a pretty girl, but let me tell you the truth, Steven, you don't. So it's... You don't want that, because if a man says that to you in a locker room, if you walk into a shower in a locker room with no panties on and a man looks down and goes, that's all it's going to take. That's it. You're a little shattered. James Brown song starter. Something like that. You are going to fucking murder. You're going to immediately leave. You're going to find a brick. You're going to take your toothbrush. You're going to shave down the end of it. And you're going to make a little shiv.
Sure.
And you're going to go into the shower. Fucking welcome to Oz, bitch.
Yeah.
It's that kind of stuff. So you think you want a pretty girl to tell you that? I got to tell you something, my friend. You don't.
I think they do not. I think they do.
I don't. Why would you?
It's a sexual thing. Why do people want to watch someone jerk someone off with their feet? It's something happened. There was a formative something that created a sexual desire around humiliation. And so, I mean, generally, I agree with you, but I think there are guys out there that if you're like, that dick couldn't fill up a belly button, like they're like, oh my gosh, I think there's big
money. Do you think this comes from moms?
What?
Do you think this comes from moms? Everything comes from moms. Jimmy, get your little dick in here. Well, and he's like, oh God, I gotta.
Like that.
And all of a sudden you're like, Jimmy's mom dies. And he's like, oh God, I miss my mom. No, I'm going to pay someone to tell me, get your little dick in here. This is what leads to bodies in basements. It's what leads to shooting from a rooftop.
God, when you
it's
learn about other
vans
kinks.
And groups of people.
I'm not here to kink shame. But when you learn about, I do think I'd be good at being the roaster, but when you learn how, when you go deep into the kink world, this is pretty above ground, I think, the whole humiliation thing.
Okay. Well, I've found a kink. I'm not going to go any deeper than to tell you it involves golf clothing. That's it. That's all I'm saying. But I didn't realize.
You're just on Instagram. Anyone who's been on Instagram has a kink for golf clothing.
Oh, I got to tell you something. Speaking of golf, may I?
Yeah.
Okay. So a while ago, I remember telling people, let me just give you the recap in case you're not caught up. This kid from Fergus Falls, right? His name's Chris. He was my partner in this end of the year tournament, and he shot 9 under. He had 10 birdies, shot 9 under. I played just okay. The other team both played well. We lost. We had to give 7 strokes. Doesn't matter. The point is this. This kid worked all winter, worked his ass off on his game, on his health, on his strength, and he is now a 36-hole qualifier away from going to the U.S. Open.
Whoa.
He has gone through the preliminaries. I know. His dad told me this yesterday, and I was like, what the fuck? That would be insane. Because I'm telling you, when I was watching him golf, it's a different thing. It sounds different. It looks different. It is just different. And I had a front row seat to this. And so this kid's going to Ohio June 5th.
Ohio?
To play in it. I know. A 36-hole qualifier, and if he shoots the score he needs to shoot, we will be seeing him in the U.S. Open. That is so fucking crazy to me. This is better than when I hear a friend going like, oh shit, I got a special on Netflix. I always am very happy for people, but this is like a different level of stuff because I don't know anyone that could be in the US Open. So I just want to say good luck to Chris. I not taking credit, but you probably saw how I played when we played. Absolutely. And then you thought, I never want to be that.
Yeah.
So I need to fucking focus and get my shit together and spend winter practicing so I don't end up like this old lump of shit. And so, you're welcome. But the Fergus Falls and everyone's so proud of you. And I just can't wait to see what happens. And also know this, if some shit goes down and June 5th doesn't pan out, this is still wild as fuck.
June 5th? So I have,
just to get to this qualifier is unbelievable.
I'm gonna ratchet it up, baby. I'm gonna turn up the heat.
Turn up the heat.
Not only are we proud of you, how can we be involved? What does he need? He need a little per diem for food while he's down there? He's an amateur. Is he an amateur or is he a pro? What is he?
I don't know the status on that.
Get
because
some
I think
information
he's played in some
on
events.
Whether or not he can be our first, because NIL, whether he can be our first sponsored athlete. Now, did we walk down the sponsorship path with our good friend Brooks Robinson and tell him he was going to be a sponsored pinball player by this show? And then, like all things, we didn't follow through? Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. How do you guys like the Patreon episodes? Anyways.
I want to. Where in Ohio?
I don't know.
How do you?
I'm not
I
sure.
live here.
I'm
how do you,
certainly
what
not
if it's
telling you.
Cincinnati?
I'm not telling you, so you go full fucking Shooter McGavin, like, you suck.
I'm gonna.
Jackass.
Why would you think? Why would you think guy who loves Kingpin and why not Kingpin, Tin Cup? I also love Kingpin. Those are both fantastic movies. Kingpin, a way better movie. Tin Cup, more guilty pleasure. Plus Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
One of the greats.
I love it.
One of the all-time greats. Why? I'm nothing but support. Why would I root against him? I
know you wouldn't. I know you wouldn't.
What? I'm so, dude, the US Open, and he doesn't even have to beat other people. He just has to hit his score.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming there's going to be, maybe he does have to beat other people, but I'm saying like if this kid plays well, he's not a kid, he's a young man, but if he plays well, I mean, I can't even imagine. I might stop what I'm doing because I'm about to ruin the rhythm and the rhyme that you're used to, and I might go to the goddamn US Open.
Here's the thing. He goes to the US Open, live show from the US Open.
I would do that.
Where's the U.S. Open this year?
No idea, but I can tell you something. It's in the U.S., so I can get there. I just looked. It's at the Los Angeles Country Club, so we could go down there, get some sets in. We could do a live podcast. We could go to the U.S. Open. But here's the thing. Getting way ahead of ourselves here. This main thing is, I just want to reiterate, regardless of what happens in Ohio in early June, this is unbelievable. I mean, to get to this point, I understand there's a bigger goal here, but sometimes I like to break things down because I'm older now. This thing here that you've already accomplished is fucking incredible. It's just unbelievable.
And Chris,
and he's a good kid. He's just such a nice fucking guy. It's like, it's wild sometimes when you go, oh, nice people, you know, good guys finish last. I don't know. Not this kid.
Well, and Chris, if I could speak to you personally for a moment, I will, even though we've never met, I will speak about you and this story as though I've known you personally for decades. I will interject this into every conversation that allows me in. I can't wait. I can't wait. And hey, you go, you don't make it, you don't make it. You do make it. We're going to make a big deal out of it. I mean, we got a lot of big deals. We got our tropical live show. A lot of live shows coming up. We're going to actually, if you guys would just tell.
Promises, promises.
If you guys would just tell. If every one of you could get 15 to 20 people to start listening to this show, Chad and I would go on a nationwide tour. So you guys work on that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. If this thing increases, whatever. whatever that would make it.
Yeah, whatever
times
it makes
10? Oh, yeah, that would be a lot. That would be a lot. If this increases 1,000%,
yeah,
I will take 2024 off of comedy, and I will just do a live podcast.
No one's, that's now, not, listen, that's not helping. That's not helping.
I'm going to be working on bits. I'm going to be working on bits while I'm on the road. I'm going to be doing some stand-up at the live shows.
Sure, but I mean, you didn't set that up great. But the point is, you guys work on that. You guys out there, go help daddies get famous. We will work on the live US Open show and our trip to the Caribbean together. Transition alert. I'm going to have to take a trip to the Caribbean to get away from fucking having to see one of my neighbors, or maybe any of my neighbors.
It's outside time in Ohio.
So we have a neighbor that I like that lives right across the water, and the water isn't very wide.
Okay.
You know, you've been here.
No, it's not. It's like a river. Think river.
Well, the part I live on is like a channel into the lake itself. So go easy with calling my lake a river.
No. I was just saying for the people listening, think river as far as width goes.
No, I think what you were saying is, Cy, you're not a good enough man to provide your wife and her pans a house on anything better than a small river. So,
yeah. So anyways, Bruce hurt you more than we thought. Keep going.
There's a guy across the water that walks a lot, and I like him. Because I'm always out in the garage on the driveway, you know, like a hill person just scrumming around. We make some eye contact, and we become friends. A lot of days when he walks by, we'll chat it through. He was walking by yesterday, and as he walked by, he didn't stop. Sometimes he stops. He didn't stop. I had to stop him. As he was passing, he goes, "Just a reminder, sound travels over water." And
oh no.
And I had to do that thing. I was like, whoa, because I was like, oh no, what pan related argument did my wife and I have? Where, because we've got new sod, and we're trying to keep it alive. And what happens is, because I've got my shitty shoulders, Jenna has to water the sod, and she knows how to water it in the exact way that makes me concerned it's going to die. And so I have to just either just worry about that, or I have to go, "Hey, don't miss that corner over there." And then if I say anything, she thinks it's very funny to go, "I think I know how to water." Like, she flips out on me. In a way that I'm like, okay, fuck, I can't have you yelling at me on the deck. I need people to respect me. Come on, man. And so I was like, what did Jenna and I do? And I was like, whoa, wait. And I go, what are you talking about? And he just goes, that Pinocchio thing?
Oh, I have six thoughts in my head right
now. The lovely Mike Cronin, talented comedian, Mike Cronin.
Joke thief.
You know. Joke thief and toxic communicator. Fantastic comedian. Mike Cronin.
Yeah, very funny.
He came down this weekend. So I hired him to do some of our landscaping. So he's got a baby coming. A second baby coming, which, per whether or not he stole your joke or you stole his joke, that might result in you and I being able to name his child. So that's what I think the stakes should be. Yours was more violent. But so in between shows, he worked at a landscaping at a nursery here in Cincinnati for years. He's very, very talented at it. And
talented. Got OnlyFans on the brain. Talented.
Oh, I've got it.
I can tell.
Listen to me. So he, in his free time, he has been, you know, offering up his landscaping services. So what I will say before I tell you the story is, if you're listening right now and you live in the Midwest and you want a guy who's a little cheaper than the other people but better at it to come do your landscaping, go find old Bone Snake, is what he goes by on social media, and hit that baby up, Mike Cronin. Now, we are down on the back deck. And you know that that sheet of material that they lay down over the ground before the mulch goes down, and you like stake it down and then dump the mulch on top of it.
Yeah, it's a weed. It's a weed killer type.
Yeah, weed blanket, thing. Do they call it? Something like that?
I think
so. So it comes in a long roll. And yeah. Once you unroll it, it gives you a long, really skinny cardboard roll. And you know, with like paper towels, it's about this big, you know, the paper towels okay, are about sure. The size of a fleshlight hole or so, right? And so...
Wow. Sorry about the cardboard cuts on your dick in high school.
So the weed blanket one is really thin. It's only about a quarter around. And it's okay. Really long, and it looks like Pinocchio's nose. It's that same. And so the moment I got a hold of it, I launched into a character that I called Sexual Pinocchio.
Uh-huh.
And it was graphic. It was a lot. Yeah, it's sure. Me, a sexual Pinocchio. And I don't even remember what real Pinocchio's voice was like, but I made Jiminy Cricket my slave. Stuff like that. Really, mm-hmm. Really talking about Geppetto and the foxes. I'm going wild. When Mike, and I'm following Mike around, and I'm obviously, it's not on the nose, you know, and so I will say something as Sexual Pinocchio, and then I'll give Mike a poke, and it's pretty tough to landscape while that's going on. So
I would think so, yeah. And I would also think, you know, bending over, there's some butt crack.
Yeah.
That's coming out. You ever hit the butt crack?
Dangerous. I will say it's dangerous to bend over around Sexual Pinocchio. Okay? And
I would think so. Lie or no lie.
He finishes the other weed blanket, pulls it out. And so now there are two Sexual Pinocchios. So we have dueling, and this, he's supposed to be working, I bet 15 to 20 minutes of us doing dueling Sexual Pinocchios, just trying to go like, hey, Geppetto, he made me, but not for good reasons. Like the worst things that you can imagine, just trying to make each other laugh. And
well, yeah, you take the J out of that guy's name and it's Pedo.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he made a wooden sex robot. There's no fucking denying any of this stuff. It's a filthy, filthy film. Geppetto's not to be trusted.
So he was right. It can't have been great to, on a Sunday early afternoon, be out on your deck and just from across the water hear someone go, I would love to go to Pleasure Island. I hope they have donkeys. Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Again, not a good impression. That's just what Sexual Pinocchio sounds like. But I don't, that right. Guy's cool. He thought it was funny. But he was like, hey man, this isn't like a Sexual Pinocchio neighborhood. And I don't think if they have a meeting about you, you're going to be able to walk in and be like, but look at the role. Do you get it? We were being funny. That's not how this neighborhood works.
Yeah, you can't bring that thing in and then everyone goes, oh, H-I-O. That's not what they're going to do. Listen, you got a lot of people in your neighborhood early afternoon on a Sunday out on their deck. They can still see the line that their socks made from church, even though they're in their flip-flops.
Yeah.
And they are not interested in you poking butt cracks with a super long cardboard roll. I promise you that.
Yeah. And it is. So I am. No one's made it official, but I'm counting that as at least my first strike in the, should we all get together and talk about our new neighborhood? You know, person, you know.
What I'd love to see you do, I'd love to see you find a home maybe across the river, do your little walk around and knock on doors again and see if anybody's selling. And you go across the channel, sorry, not the river, you go across the channel and then you get that house. And every weekend during the week, you Airbnb it, right? But during the weekend, you go full comedian. Not Road Rules. What is it called? The MTV show?
The house one.
With Puck? Yeah, with Puck. What the fuck is that called?
Puck and then the guy with AIDS that Puck said the thing about, and then everybody's like, Puck, yeah, you can't say
exactly.
That about
the
real AIDS
world.
Guy.
Real world. You go full the real world every weekend, and you arm the house with dildos and airsoft guns and all this stuff. And then you don't tell anybody it's your property. You just, it's like constant fucking bachelor partyville.
Oh, sure.
And you tell no one that you bought this thing. And all of a sudden now you go stand shoulder to shoulder with your other neighbors and you go, how are we going to get these fucking people out of here? I mean, I'm telling you, this is a good one.
If anybody ever said, I won't handle that well, you know that. If somebody says, hey, you can't. If I found out people were talking about me behind my back, Jenna would have to lock me in a bedroom because I'd take the role and I'd just walk down the street of every neighborhood like, I'm a real boy now. Clearly, you know, given the pan situation, I don't take to being pressed on well.
Sure.
I don't react calm, like appropriately. But yeah, so that's something to keep your eye on, how this whole sexual Pinocchio thing plays out. Now, I think if we could get Mike to come back, I think we could really up it. And there's a lot of Disney classics out there. Beauty and the Beast is already sexual. But, you know, Sexual Jungle Book, that'd be a tough one to hear about. That'd be Sexual Lion King.
Be our guest, be our guest. Let my pubes be your headrest.
No. Huh?
That's pretty good. Oh, not that?
No. So, yeah, it's just not going great.
Okay.
I think that's something that's... I talk with Shubes about this all the time because he'll let some words rip. You know, you're like, hey,
okay,
you can't say that loud around civilians. But
sure,
your comedians, the thing that makes us laugh, you know.
Yeah, of course.
You forget that just hearing the word sex is a little for some people. And you're out there like, yeah. Oh.
And by the way, sorry about that if you're one of those people.
Bummer for you.
Bummer Rooney.
Huge bummer for you. But it does really shed light on when you've got somebody on the deck holding a long cardboard dick going, I like it when they put me in the cage. That sort of stuff. That's extra. My brother Jess he's always been one of those people who he doesn't like when anybody hears him talk. And I don't mean like some big issue, but like if you're out at a restaurant, you know, he'll like, if he has something to say, he'll get it down here and then we'll all go, hey, could you talk out loud? And he hates that. That's something he very much hates. Yeah. But you seem like the sort of guy who, are your kids just constantly like, could you not be at that decibel right now? Like if you're going to choose those words or this topic of conversation, maybe could you bring it down to a mid whisper?
The thing I've heard most from my children over the years is, Dad. That's the thing I've heard most because it's, right. I'm constantly too loud or I'm saying something loudly and staring at someone in hopes they hear me.
Sure.
I mean, I think I've said this before, but I have scarring on my inner thighs from my daughter pinching me when we're in public and she's sitting next to me during dinner because I won't shut my mouth about certain things. And so she's just like, Olivia has, you know how they used to have like gun battles in the Wild Wild West and it was like, oh, who's quicker on the draw? Olivia can recline a car seat faster than anyone on planet Earth, I promise you that, because I'll be like yelling something in the car and she is immediately
flat,
almost through the floor.
Yeah. What a champ.
Yeah, she really is.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.